Shalom lachem.
Hello, thank you for being with us here in New Life, series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Today, we want to speak with Rav Leitman about dreams. We had one talk with him. It was very interesting, and there's a lot of questions left. Let's hope we can go through all the questions and receive answers about the subject of dreams with all the myths and a lot of confusion. We want to make order to understand about dreams. Nitza, why don't you open the discussion? Yes, in the previous show, you explained about the sources of the dreams, the role of the dreams, how it helps us in our development. In this program, we want to understand the solution or the meaning of the dream. We know that in a dream there's a very special language. It's not our regular language. There's no rational part that works during the day. Some say that in the dream there is a universal language of symbols and signs. And we see many people want to understand certain dreams, which are very important, and we feel that there is some kind of hidden meaning or message, maybe can help our development. And we are looking for the solution. There's a saying in the Talmud, a dream not solved, like a letter not opened. And we don't want to miss, we want to receive as much information as we can. So we want to understand, how do you treat solving of dreams? I never pay attention to dreams. I don't think I ever wanted to invite dreams upon me and to try and remember what I dreamt the previous night. I don't pay any attention or importance to dreams, because there are two different kinds of people. There are the people who live. I explained about Kabbalah to a friend that it speaks about the meaning of life. And he says, he didn't understand. We live because we live. What is there to think about? That's it. We just live. What do we live for? What do we have in life? Should we ask about it? No. Some people think that we live a certain amount of years and that's it. We die. That is why some people treat like that and some people differently. Those who just live, regular people, we see maybe they see great importance to know what will happen now, 5 years or 10 years from now, because they are in the hands of destiny, of fate, and maybe blind fate. And if they would know a bit more about the future, it will give them, maybe, that's how they think, it will give them opportunities, possibilities to take care of themselves, to change their destiny. We have now very big questions. Is it possible or not? Because if it's not possible, you rather not know. Why do I need to know now what will happen 3 years from now? Maybe, if it's a good thing, but if it's a bad thing, I can reveal, and we see that we're not heading to a better place, usually. That is why I think that people who are called Kabbalists, which have tools in their hands, that they can change destiny. then they don't need dreams and to the solutions, because each and every moment they learn how's it better to realize their life, towards what goal, what is the best way and shortest way. That is why it's all in their hands. Dreaming this or that, it's not important. It's like someone would write all my the book of my life, and I would, like I have a diary, I read from the diary, today, tomorrow, the next day. Would it be good? It would be great. No, it would be horrible. Why good? We wake up in the morning, we don't know anything. That's the best. If I had insurance, I would agree. No. If there was written things, Thursday, there's shouting. On Wednesday, you're fired. On Thursday, you break your leg. Wait, our life is so. So why would you want to know? How would you live today if you would see ahead of time? A week or a year. Complete depression. So when is it recommended to give a person viewing of the future? If he can write himself. If he can write the diary himself. This is the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is the true solution with all the dreams. Then why does nature hide this information? Because there's nothing in it. There's no need. But rather, what a person doesn't know 2, 3, 4 days from now, and we see that animals feel it. There's a tsunami or hurricane or something, then animals can sense it. Their life and what they depend on, they feel it. But the person doesn't even know about that, because he has a vessel to keep himself safe. And other than that, he has no approval to know about this. It seems to him, it seems to us that we can protect ourselves if we examine these ecological phenomenons, but we have no need in it. We would never exactly know what will come upon us. And if we would know, it wouldn't help us. Because we are broken in our social connections. We wouldn't be able to keep ourselves safe. But again, to the people that through the wisdom of Kabbalah can rise above the blind fate, that we say it is written and that's how it is. Only Kabbalists, even if I'm just a beginner, yes, you're starting to change your destiny. Not only you and all your world, because we're all connected together. Our world is integral. We know we're like a small village. It has been like this always, but now it's more obvious in our eyes. So a person that changes his destiny changes the destiny of all humanity and all reality, and vice versa. To change his private destiny, he must change the fate of all humanity, because then he doesn't change himself, because he's a part of the system. I have a question from a different direction. Yosef, he had ability to solve the dreams of Pharaoh. Where did he get this ability called our history as a people, if we can go even further, or previous, and see all the dreams he had? We see dreams are very important. Yaakov, who connects to the upper force, angels, dreams, ladders, we see it has a lot of influence. Then we see Yosef. Where does Joseph get this ability to solve dreams? And like you said now, it wasn't only a private effect. It changed Egypt, which was a central place, and he caused a big change to humanity in those days. All these great people that hold in the middle line, like Yaakov. What is the middle line? Middle line is the ability to hold nature in both sides, good and evil, and to build the right combination, which is called the middle line. They, these people, are able to change destiny, to change themselves and the general, like Yaakov, which rose to the degree of Israel, and then Yosef. The problem wasn't the dream, but the solution of the dream. Yosef, he wasn't dreaming himself, he was solving dreams for others, including Pharaoh. That is because he holds the middle line and is able to see through this middle line everything coming out of this process. But it's not a dream, we need to understand. It's not that we had some kind of person there or Pharaoh and they dreamt and some Jewish person came and solved their dreams. It is all in spiritual details. Torah doesn't speak about this world. Like we say, of course not dreams. Then what, yes? What does it explain? Torah explains and tells us about rising in the degrees of spirituality, that a person develops himself more and more to resemble the Creator. Adam, from the word dome, resembling the Creator. Torah speaks about how to resemble completely, clinging on to the Creator. The dream, what I said in the previous talk that we had, the dream is called that we go through this stage to the other, to the next, like from one first gear to second gear, neutral in the middle, then again neutral, and then third gear. Between degrees, between gears, there is a state that connects the previous and next stage. It's called neutral if we look at a gearbox. And with us, it's called night dream, where we lose what we had yesterday and then we are ready for tomorrow. The process that you described is development of consciousness, of awareness, that rises each time. In between every degree, there's a stage of dream, as if you're losing No, nothing is lost. I store what I had before, and through that, I feel and get ready towards tomorrow. Sometimes we see people fantasizing, and people come and say, "What are you dreaming about? Stop dreaming." My question, these people that had the ability, people that had the middle line that can combine the negative and positive, the evil and good, like Yaakov and Yosef, if a person can develop this ability, can he seemingly dream where he wants to go and truly get there? You understand? Usually we look at a person, if he has dreams, he imagines a better tomorrow, but it's not realistic. Tomorrow, I meaning the future. Do I have a way to take a blank page, to dream about something better, and to attain it? Who is able to draw the dream and to realize it? Or what is the conditions? Maybe everyone can. Depending on the dream. You're not speaking about a dream. You're talking dreaming about a better future in our life, not during the night. They don't call it dreams. No, because I have this question. If a person is able to bring himself to a state that he truly develops a strong desire to a goal, and he puts it as the goal of his life, we need to ask, where did he receive this thought? And it is possible that he has some kind of special duty. One has a duty to be a great doctor, and the other to be a governor. And the third one is to be a spiritual person, or in some different way. These things awaken in our point in the heart that each and every one has. The urge to be something. Either we receive from the environment. We have many people in the same environment, but each one receives something else. This data we receive from the general plan of nature. And this I want to ask. When you explained about dreams, you said that there is a plan that we don't know of. You said animals sometimes feel more than people even, because they're connected to this system of nature. Take me, for example, Oren. There's a plan that I'm unaware of, and there's my future, my destiny. How can I dream in correlation with what my purpose is? Doesn't matter what, a doctor, a governor. How can I combine and match what I dream and what is planned for me? Should there be a correlation between my dream and my destiny in this hidden plan in nature? It will happen nonetheless. It doesn't matter if you understand or not. It doesn't matter. The general plan will realize itself. Where do you have thoughts coming to you each moment? You're in connection with different people, and all of a sudden something happens. It's all from this plan, general plan. And we are like puppets. If you want to rise above this plan, you need to rise to the degree of the forces that govern this world. The wisdom of Kabbalah allows you to do it. But for that, you need a strong desire. What is the ticket to that place? This ticket is rising above your ego, because there are the desires and thoughts, actions, that they are all in bestow. What is bestow? Not for themselves. To live there, you need to attain tzimtzum, masach, some kind of shield to put on yourself, that you will never think, how to say, no action towards yourself in your own benefit. You would be shielded from it, safe from it, and then you're allowed to enter. You would think only to the benefit of the general plan. So it realizes itself in a good way, in a quick, manner. That is my dream? To realize the dream? I don't know if it's yours, but if a person dreams about it, he can attain it. He joins these powers. They are called angels. That's how they're called. He joins them, and he takes part very efficiently. Is it scary, these angels? No, it's powers like we see powers in our world. But you know how to power to work with them. Wait, I have fears. What powers, angels? Angels are forces of nature, like we see gravity. It's called angels. Manage with all these misconceptions. I have a lot of questions about angels. They put you into the control room. You have entered to the control room. You take part with all different kinds of forces to advance humanity to the desired goal. When you enter there, you need to take only the power of love with you. What does love have to do with this control room? Because then you will enforce and govern all the powers for the good of humanity. I receive control. Your destiny has nothing to do with you anymore. It's not in your interest. What interests you is humanity. Souls. You receive control and all the plan of creation, and to push it forward, accelerate this positive advancement. These special people of Yaakov and Yosef, we have it today. Today they're called Kabbalists. They receive entrance to this control room because they have the desire to do only good for humanity. Yes, they corrected themselves. Do they see? I have one more minute. Can these people see? It's like all the plan is transparent. He sees everything. What can he see and can't? I can't speak about this. Whatever he needs, is opened and revealed to him. What not is not. When he takes part in this general plan, these different windows open and close. These windows that open and close, it depends on love? No, it's not only dependent on him. Because other than him, there's many other people that are there in different roles. It's like a VIP room. Yes. This is the next world. Every time you say next world, I remember a funeral. This control room is this next world. People who received entrance to this room is in our life. We don't have to die. Of course, it doesn't have anything to do with life or death in our body. You're talking about it has nothing to do with dreams at night, has nothing to do with my beast. Do they enter it when they're awake? Yes, they're awake. Only awake. In the awake mode. Why only when they're awake? Because when a person sleeps, it's like an animal dreaming. And the Kabbalists, when they're awake, they work through their powers towards the good for all reality and existence. So they accelerate this plan and bring all of humanity to completeness. That is the solution of the dream. That is the solution of the dream. That you're in the control room and you solve all these troubles and problems. Each time trying to pass gears to a higher gear. Where are we heading? To completeness, to holiness. Thank you, Rav Lightman. We're going, even in the trunk, we will ride with you. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time. Chaim Chadashim, new life. Goodbye.